What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the first ever live episode of the BALA podcast, your home for everything Warriors, Lakers, and a little bit of news from around the association. My name is Austin Sexton, recording here live at Playback Los Angeles, your home for great audio recordings and great times and great music. So, hopping in the stream today are the boys, the legends. It's a full house. We're coming in from the top rope. It's Casey, Brock, and Roman. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Live.
You're live.
This is amazing. I can't tell via StreamYard if there's anybody actually watching this. I'm sure somebody will pop in here and there. And then once we get into the YouTube side of things, we'll actually have a chat situation where we can see all this. It'd be absolutely crazy. Oh yeah, we are live. We are live. Oh, I have to hit go live here. Okay. There we go. Okay, I can even see comments and I can see people who tap in to watch. This is crazy.
Ooh, all right.
Really?
This is pretty nuts. So yeah, anybody that's tuning in from the Instagram side, welcome to the BALA podcast. Before we get going, just make sure to subscribe to us here on our YouTube channel. Follow us on IG. Go follow us on YouTube. Even though YouTube isn't able to stream until tomorrow, and that's not very great. And I see what I did there. But yeah, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify as well and Apple Podcasts. We are there now. Anywhere you get your podcasts. So getting right into it. Steph Curry and the Warriors, they took the L last night. They're playing great, but there's some unfortunate news. Warriors, guys, you want to get into that?
Oh, man. Turnovers. Turnovers and a Steph Curry injury. Couldn't have gone worse.
Yeah, going right into Steph Curry update. He rolled his ankle a couple times in the game last night and got an MRI. Left the game in the fourth quarter, but got an MRI and results came in. No structural damage, so that's
good.
You will be missing the next 2 games, and will be reevaluated on Friday before they leave for a road trip where they play. Start at Houston, they'll be playing the Wizards, Celtics, Cavs, and Thunder. So, would like to have him for that stretch, but I think if he's not 100%. I could see them going without him, but to switch gears back to the game last night. Yeah, suffered our first loss of the season, 112-104, at home, the home opener.
Yeah, man, that's a little tough, but I mean, I feel like the Warriors are going to bounce back. Brock, as our overall NBA guy, our someone who is not too tied into any particular team.
I have zero loyalty.
The zero loyalty guy, but can just come in from the top rope. What are you thinking? How are you feeling about this? How do you think this is going to affect the Warriors for the next couple
Warriors,
games? The
Warriors, I think it'll give Pods time to make a name for himself.
Okay, fair.
Right? But again, as Kyle Anderson backhanded lovers that we are, can he run the point as a point small forward?
As somebody who knows for a fact that Kyle Anderson has seen some of our content.
I was just going to say, he's listening. He's right now. Kyle, yeah. I believe in the slow-mo Warriors. It'll be different. It'll be like, we believe in slow-mo.
The slow-mo offensive flow.
Oh.
Consider that.
Well, you know what I let this man fucking cook. One thing I have considered, though, we're debuting it for the very first time here on our live show. Because Steph Curry is out and we do need the slow-mo offensive flow, that also means that there's going to be
more Moody Minutes.
Always. Got the dream come true.
We've tried so hard to bring this to life, and now Moses Moody is getting those minutes. However, Casey, I think you were saying that he didn't get as many minutes as you wanted him to get last night at crunch time.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, I feel like they needed offense. They needed somebody to make a shot, and they were pretty much daring Kuminga to shoot the three, and it just wasn't going in for him. And I think they could have really used Moody out there. He's a steady shooter and can do more than just shoot, but I think they really missed him in the last 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Kyle Anderson and Moses Moody totaled 16 minutes between the two of them.
Yeah, that's got to go up.
Like, that is unacceptable. That's just unreal. Like, especially when the Clippers' size was just so dominant in getting rebounds and just keeping possessions alive for the Clippers throughout that stretch. Kyle Anderson has size. Like, he can fight for those rebounds. He can fight for those extra possessions for them. And, like, why wasn't he getting run? Oh, the Warriors aren't able to score. Moses Moody, who's been on fire since the preseason. Nope, not going to get a chance to contribute there until it was a minute left in the fourth and the game was over.
Yeah, and speaking of the Clippers' size, they dominated just in the paint. They had, like, 58 points in the paint to the Warriors' 38, just giving them trouble, like, pretty much since the game started. And that's not a knock on TJD or Looney. Like, they played very good games in their own right, but Zubac was just he was looking like Shaq out there, just like hook shots, and like he's just dominating the game, and they just had no answer for it.
Bro, Zubac does that, man. Like, every now and then he'll just go absolutely nuts, and you just want to throw your remote at the screen, buy yourself a new LG, because that crack in your Samsung is just terrible. Like, how does Zubac do this?
I can answer that quite easily. It's against the Warriors' four guard and then one center lineup that they fielded. I'm not sure how to explain
and
that.
And then if that was Zubac wasn't getting a rebound and putting it back up, he had like Derek Jones Jr. just coming out like nowhere to put back slam. Kevin
From
Porter
the Raptors,
Jr.
the rafters.
Yeah, like Sting.
Yeah.
And then you got Kevin Porter Jr. also like flying in there. Like, everybody was just free runs to the basket. It's like, God, tough watch. But they could have won that game. Like they made too many mistakes throughout the game to put themselves in a deep hole. Like, even, you know, like they had a chance to win the game. So
yeah, a lot of clogged passing lanes caused a lot of turnovers, and then a lot of poor decision making on offense between, I will say, Kuminga and Pods. They didn't do enough on the offensive end. But yeah.
One thing I didn't do that I actually really wanted to do for this show, now that we're like all here on the same screen, is I want to make sure to go back and pull up what our first 10 game predictions were of Warriors and the Lakers. Just because, you know, I'm on the Lakers side of things. I distinctly remember Brock being like, you're going to be lucky to even be like,
all L's.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And to be honest with you, So we were talking, like, Brock, you haven't been here a couple of times. We've missed you so much, by the way. How do I even get into this? Based off of the Warriors' preseason play, like, originally we were talking about, like, we weren't sure if the Warriors were even going to be a play-in team, but I think that all of us have kind of bought into the idea that the Warriors could be top six. Based off of kind of what you're seeing now, you still feel the same? I mean, I know we're living a dime.
I remember what I said.
Okay.
I said when they run into Zion on back-to-backs, this is Zion got rid of his porn star girlfriend, now has a beard, defense. I said, who's stopping him? Who on this roster is stopping 250 pounds? Draymond? No.
No, I mean, he already has a knee injury. He's going to get that.
He doesn't need that punishment.
He can bring him in the chokehold.
You're like, oh, we'll take it the first night, and then you got to do it again. And you're like,
yeah, and they're going to be really shorthanded on, the next two games, because D'Anthony Melton will also be missing the next two games with a lower back strain. Yep. Andrew Wiggins is questionable with a lower back strain, which is a shame because he's been playing like so aggressive to start the season.
He's leading the team in points average.
Yeah.
Shocking.
I would have assumed that one of the two games on this back to back would have been the game that they sat a lot of players for rest, especially starters, and given some of the young guys a lot more run. And I feel like they're just giving that rest right here and now. First game is just going to be a little bit of a rest game, especially for Wiggins and probably for Melton. I would expect to see both of them back on the second game, but it's going to be a challenge either way.
It's a big stretch or a big test for their depth early.
Yeah. And also how they're going to focus Kuminga in the offense even more, because it seems like at the beginning of games they're feeding him the ball a lot, trying to get him engaged, and I feel like that's going to be kind of emphasized even more with these two next games. that'll be interesting to watch because he hasn't played too well the first three games. He has a total of like 30 some odd points in three games. Oh, and you know what? Anthony Davis is doing that nightly. So it's kind of hard to watch.
The Clippers, too. The Clippers were running Buddy Hield off the 3-point line. So somebody else has got to be able to step up and take those shots and make those shots effectively.
What are the Clippers? I like the backstory that the Clippers are just playing hard so that OKC doesn't get their pick in their pick swap. Yeah. And I'm like, is this the motivation from Steve Ballmer? Like, please be good.
It's from Harden, his last flip flipping off.
Yeah.
To the Thunder for not paying him.
Is this his last year on his contract?
I don't know.
I think it's his last year of relevance.
Yeah. I mean, he'll have his spurts just like anybody else from that time period is going to go, like LeBron going off the other night. Like anybody, every night somebody's liable to go off, but you're not going to get a consistent 23 to 25 point per night Harden. It's just, I don't think that's happening.
I just had the greatest idea for Harden's last year or two in the league. He goes to the Spurs.
That's it.
He goes to the Spurs and he plays with Wembanyama. You know, all he does is lob to the big man. That's all he does is he drives.
I mean,
Greg Popovich would kill him in three games. Like, no, this like Ole defense where he just slaps.
Yeah,
bro. If Harden went to the Spurs, Greg Popovich would have a heart attack and actually die. Like. That can't happen.
How is Chris Paul looking? Okay,
he is.
He don't look bad. He don't look bad at all.
Yeah. He swung at Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I saw that. It was Brandon very Ingram sneaky. Reminiscent.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Chris Paul. Chris Paul Rondo.
Oh, Rondo. Yeah.
2019 Lakers Houston vibe.
Home opener or season opener? I don't know if it was at home.
Yeah, I mean,
oh God, was that early in the season?
Yeah, that was the home opener. Yeah. LeBron's first year.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't really like his team. He was on Chris Paul's side on that fight.
Yeah,
that's right. He took his banana boat buddy over to the side.
Listen, ain't no stronger bond than banana boats.
You ain't wrong, my boy.
Oh.
And speaking of the Lakers, that's a great. Actually, you know, before we get into the Lakers, just to kind of wrap up what we're talking about with the Warriors, one Steph Curry injury. Andrew Wiggins, lower back soreness, Shake Melton, probably looking like he might be out for a game or two. So just to kind of reiterate.
Two.
So, once again, to reiterate, just means that we need. That's the last time I'm going to do it. I'm just so proud of it. Anyway, to turn the tides, let's go into the Lakers real quick. Right now, we're 4-0, baby. And I
let me tell you,
we are undefeated. I went to the game against the Kings the other night. Had some pretty decent seats. Make sure to use promo code BALA on Game Time to get 10% off of all of your tickets. See, I'm practicing. I'm getting used to being able to say that. It's gonna feel so good soon. Yeah. So no, use Game Time. Got my tickets. Had really really good seats, and I think that's the first time I've ever seen LeBron go off like that. 16-0 run by himself, watching that in year 22, a couple months off of being 40 years old. One of the most remarkable things I've ever seen. I remember being next to the guy, whoever I was, there was a guy next to me, and I'm just wasted drinking my Modelo, my $22 8-ounce Modelo. And I like look over at my boy. I'm just like, we used to pray for times like this. Like it was a moment, man. And, I just wanted to say, you know, shout out to the Lakers for starting off so strong. I would like to say, and I don't know what your guys' take is, but I feel like number one, the Lakers have bought into JJ Redick's system. I feel like they're totally, absolutely. Totally bought in. How you guys thinking that they're looking? I need some outside perspective because I'm super biased here.
No, I think they look great. Like legitimately, I think JJ Redick, he's getting the most out of this roster, and you could tell that this roster, like, I don't know if respect is the right word, because obviously they respect him, but like, you know, they're listening and they're engaged, and it's just working right now. And then plus you got, like LeBron doing his fourth quarter heroics. I was able to catch that while I was eating dinner. So It's pretty remarkable. And 4-0, first place in the West.
Or 3-0, hopefully going 4-0 tonight.
My bad. 3-0, still perfect record.
How you feeling about the matchup tonight, Brock? It's the second time that the Lakers are playing the Suns in a five-day span.
I mean, where are the Suns at in the conference?
I think they're 2-1.
Yeah, they're 2-1 right now.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, they're due. I feel like we forget about Kevin Durant all the time. I mean, granted, he got swept last year, but
yeah.
I feel like he's a sleeping giant. And I don't love LeBron's matchup against him. Dude, he's 39 years old. 39 years old and still doing this. We will never see this again. On your JJ point, well, 2 points. One, every time LeBron James has started 2-0, he's been to the finals.
Yes, I love that statistic too.
Fascinating statistic. Whoa. Which means lock that in and lock in JJ for coach of the year, right? Like, we're already there. They're already bought in. They're like, holy shit, we won three games in a row. Right. So if, like, where are we at if they're like 7-0? Are we going like automatic? Like 10? Like, say they're 9-2.
I think if the Lakers started off 9-2, I would feel like, number one, they are doing it without my boy, best friend,
Christian Wood. They're not doing it. Is the Moses Moody of this Lakers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm working on one for C. Wood too. But I feel like, number one, they're doing it without Christian Wood. Two, they're doing it out without Jared Vanderbilt. Three, they're doing it with Max Christie not playing very well or Gabe Vincent really contributing to the offense. We're relying on our number 17 or our first round draft pick, who's getting more minutes off of the bench than the guy that we just paid, Max Christie. Brother. And Dalton's looking like an absolute killer. So I would say, I mean, it would be a 10 game sample size, but damn it. I mean, the quality of teams that were beaten, I'm going to say we're a contender.
Can you? Your big four is shooting over 50%. Is that sustainable? LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Austin Reaves, and Dalton all shooting over 50%. My man, Jackson Hayes, is 9-for-10 on the year, just dunking on everybody like an NBA 2K player. I was like, this dude's trash. And then he just grabs it, dunks it, runs back.
Yeah. Darvin Ham didn't utilize it. That's the other thing that we're loving in LA, man. No hands in the pockets.
Yeah.
And more salute. This is an amazing, y'all are a world-class ball club.
Don't hate on Darvin. He was trying, man.
Those some tough dudes. Salute. That's crazy.
In the huddle too, like during game.
That's one hell of a ball club.
Great coaching. Game.
Jeez. But yeah, getting back to what you're talking about, Brock, I'm going to say if the Lakers started out 8-2, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, I believe our next couple games are, we have Phoenix tonight, which I think I'm probably more in favor of Phoenix making adjustments, plus it's a home game. I'm probably more in favor of Phoenix winning tonight. However, obviously, I want to see the Lakers go 4-0, and I don't like the LeBron-KD matchup. I really wish that Christian Wood and or Vanderbilt would be back because they would match up better. I think that you're probably going to see Jackson Hayes on him a little bit just for length and Rui, but still not my favorite key matchup. After this, we have Cleveland, Toronto, Detroit, Philadelphia.
It's Grizzlies before Philly.
Yeah, and Grizzlies.
Yeah. And then you play the Raptors right after the
on a back-to-back?
The day after the the Sixers game.
Okay, I'm going to say that the Lakers, I think if we can go 7-3 in that stretch, optimism is 7-3.
I would say you beat the below average teams, Raptors, Pistons, Raptors. And then Grizzlies, I feel like
I'm not sold on the Grizzlies yet.
I don't think they match up well against the Lakers at all in any way. The Cavs, I haven't really seen much of them this year, but I mean, Darius Garland has been struggling for a while. And I mean, Donovan Mitchell's going to be that guy, but Again, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they have the depth.
Jared Allen's kind of a weird matchup for AD.
Yeah.
It's like AD's going to bully him inside, but he's just got that weird. He's just like so lanky.
Yeah.
The afro makes him an extra 5 foot tall.
I wish Anthony Davis will just take control of the situation. Like, he's like, we always get to this point where we're like, is it Anthony Davis's team now?
And LeBron, I think he's
LeBron wants him to be. He's like, here, man, here's the keys. And he like just won't start the car. Like, go do it. You have like all the skills of like Hakeem Olajuwon, any big, Tim Duncan. Just do it. Just do it. Just do
it. So what I would say to that is, I think that it is Anthony Davis's team now. And I think that LeBron has handed him the keys. The thing about it is LeBron is LeBron. And every now and then he's going to go off for a night, like 32, 33, 35. But LeBron's not consistently doing that anymore. LeBron's probably going to average 22 points to 23. I'm going to say LeBron's going to average 22 points by the end of the season. And Anthony Davis is probably going to average around like 29 to 31. And so Anthony Davis is going to be the more consistent rock throughout the year. And LeBron's going to have his games because he's LeBron James. But LeBron's always going to be consistent for you. And that's one thing that you can rely on. One thing we cannot rely on, however, right now, and it's one of my keys for our matchups and rotations, is D'Angelo Russell's defense. And as of right now, just to, I don't mean to keep going and going and going, but I just kind of want to get into this next point. Teams have been switch hunting D'Angelo Russell off of the court for the last three games. It has not been great to see. Starting with last game, immediately you're looking at DeMar DeRozan switch hunting to get to D'Lo, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and it's just blatantly apparent. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, just going right for him. And then as soon as he gets subbed out for Gabe Vincent, they go back to it. They go to a completely different game plan. And that's really worrying to me, because if D'Lo's not going offensively, if D'Lo's not giving you like 19 to 20, he's just not looking like how he was last year. So I might have to, in a three-game sample size. Brock, you might be right.
Brother, he's shooting 5 for 16 from three. That's Bronny James territory.
Oh, Bronny's worse than that.
Okay. Bronny, no,
he hasn't made a shot yet. You guys, he's 0 for 2. So you guys have more wins than shots made. Yeah.
Yeah.
By Bronny James. Although D'Lo, he's a sitting duck for Sharks.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. Roman, how do you feel about tonight? Bradley Beal is looking like he's day to day, he's questionable. I think that there's a better than not chance that he doesn't play tonight. How do you feel about the matchup of Rui on Kevin Durant? Because it's not gonna be Austin Reeves. So
I feel like Rui's just naturally going to be a little bit more physical, and I mean, he's just bigger, so it might be able to kind of knock KD out of his rhythm, out of his shot, out of his kind of flow.
Yeah.
But I mean, KD's just that guy. He will just find a way to score over you regardless of the contact, regardless of the defense.
Yeah. I
love Rui as a defender, as a rebounder this year specifically. He's done wonders, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Suns have a lot of interesting pieces, but I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to be enough with this current roster construction to, at the very least, beat the Lakers. I don't know if they get it done. And all right. I mean, just aside from Kevin Durant and Rui, I think Anthony Davis is going to absolutely demolish Jusuf Nurkic.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sad. I mean,
who's their backup? Is it Plumlee?
They got Plumlee. They got Bol Bol on the roster. So,
yo, why is it that every time Bol Bol comes in for the Suns versus the Lakers, he always ends up hitting like two threes?
He does that.
He does that, bro.
He must train with KD.
More Bol Bol.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, if Bol Bol was on the Lakers, I'm for sure running him with AD. That's gonna go crazy. Yeah.
That'd be ridiculous.
More Bol Bol. So, give me a bowl full of Bol Bol. That's where I'm at.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm smelling what you're stepping in, buddy.
Dude, thank you.
So, side note, random trade. Jackson Hayes and Gabe Vincent for Bol Bol.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if I take
Okay,
just that much to get Bull Bull.
You could probably give like 3 Loco Taco coupons for Bull Bull. I think you got it.
Oh, I got to look at what his salary is now. I'm very interested in that. Okay.
He was the cat who spent $40,000 on a suit on draft night and didn't get drafted.
That's crazy.
Right?
He got that second round?
Yeah, I think I remember him getting drafted, but I think he got drafted by the Heat and was traded to the Nuggets on draft, like kind of one of those deals.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think it was the Nuggets that actually.
And he's kind of bounced around since then, but like his skill set for a guy like his height is pretty insane. And his college highlights at Oregon are also a great watch.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Casey. So based off of the KD Rui matchup, how are you feeling about Austin? It's probably going to be Austin Reeves versus Devin Booker. How are you feeling about that?
That's a good one. Get your popcorn out.
Get your popcorn out. Yo, Austin Reeves had some nasty highlights on Booker last game.
Get your popcorn out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's two talkers. And everybody looks at him like, oh, this white farm boy ain't going to talk. And then he's about it. He wants the smoke. Same with Devin Booker. You're like, oh, all right, pretty Kardashian boy. And he wants it too. So that's a wonderful matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I like Bradley Beal as like Unk in the background just talking shit. And
yo, he was mic'd up last game. And he had some gems in there. Like Bradley Beal's just out there having a good time.
He's entered his, like, I might be done soon. His Harden years.
Yo, speaking of the mic'd up shit, did you hear the LeBron Rui commentation?
Or like, I did.
LeBron, yeah. The, like, yo.
Swing.
Fucking swing, motherfucker. I'm on a heater. Just for you to take a 15-foot contested midi. Fuck that. Swing, motherfucker. That shit was crazy. I was like, LeBron don't talk like that.
Yeah, I thought it was fake at first, and then it's like, oh, no, it's actually real.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
Actually saying that.
That shit was crazy.
Bro, he got Akron tendencies. Let him be.
Let that man cook.
Akron tendencies.
All right, so, Brock, what's your prediction tonight? Lakers or Suns?
Suns.
Going Suns? Roman.
Kevin Durant, 40-piece.
I think Lakers make it. It's going to be a close game. Lakers take it, though.
Okay, and Casey?
I'll take the Suns just because it's the second time they're playing in, like, recent history. First road game for the Lakers. Suns are at home. Suns, I feel like they need and want this win.
All right. Well, we'll mark it down. We'll visit it next show and see how we all did. But before we go off, one last thing to talk about. Dwayne Wade loves his statue.
Oh, man.
Anybody want to comment on this? I just needed a little bit of outside of the NBA or outside the Lakers Warriors to finish off with.
How much was he paid to say that?
That thing is bad. That thing is really bad.
It's the worst one.
Where is the nepotism in the NBA statue making? Like, is this like Adam Silver's like cousin? Who keeps making these bad statues?
I don't think it's actually people at this point. I think they're feeding like an image into like an AI bot, and it's like, okay, 3D scan what you think like a statue should be, and then they just print it out.
They
spray it with like bronze paint, and it's like, it's done, we did it.
And it's taking like 100 Dwayne Wade images.
Yeah,
and this is what it's getting. Like, he looks, it almost looks like the jaw down,
it's someone else. It's someone else. I don't know who they scanned for that or who they're looking
for. Did they take, like, a war memorial from the South and they just were, like, put a Heat jersey on it? The face in it is, like, a man screaming, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they were doing his, like, on the scoreboard, like, this is my house thing, like, his other infamous Dwayne Wade moment, then, like, I just don't know how you missed that bad.
Yeah. That's there's tough. So many bad statues out there.
Like, look how bad. Tell me.
That's bad.
Tell me that's not Morpheus. It's 100% Dwayne Wade.
My boy said Morpheus. That's crazy.
I think Roman's right. That's just a bunch of AI process image. Like, it doesn't even. I need Gabby to, like, what is her thoughts? Does that look like her man? Because
yeah, that's.
I need a 30 for 30 on this. On we took an old war memorial statue and put a fucking Heat jersey on it.
Yeah, painted it on.
Like it looks like you. You could describe Dwayne Wade better than that looks. Someone like he doesn't. It's
Bro said Morpheus.
It's so bad. Yeah. Is it worse than Kobe's? It's worse, right?
I think it's the worst one in the NBA. It's like, I was gonna say Kobe's was bad, like the first one. The second one's good, but yeah,
errors on the first one. That was really bad.
The first one was bad, and I hate to say that.
Are we talking like the Sonic movie bad or like where are we? I need to see this Kobe first statue.
The original one that he's standing up. The second one's with his daughter, and that one looks good.
Yeah,
that one's good.
Is the standing one still there?
Oh yeah, it's there.
This pose.
Yeah, this pose. Yeah.
You know LeBron James is gonna be perfect, right? It's gonna immaculate. Like his block in Cleveland, it's just gonna be.
They're gonna put glass around it.
Never to be touched. Yeah, it'll take like 40 years.
Yeah.
What I wonder is like when and where did the fall off happen in the statue building?
Rome. Rome collapsed is when the statues went downhill.
Like, bro, Shaq's is so good. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so good.
Or Michael Jordan.
At Michael Jordan. Is cool. I'm so emphatic about this. I'm throwing everything. I don't know how it got so bad.
It's like everyone they're rolling out. It's like when it comes time for statues to be built at Chase Center, and this is where we're trending towards statue buildings. Like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do my boy Steph like that.
Remember, they gave Allen Iverson like the mini sculpture.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
They're like, here you go, outside the practice facility. Man.
No,
that's great. Yeah.
Can you pull this up? It's ultimately disrespectful because of his practice interview. Like, when they're like, hold up, we're gonna give you a little statue outside the practice facility. Oh my god, I think that's the point. Whenever if they're offering you a statue, just say no,
politely decline.
We want to immortalize you forever. No.
I don't want to be someone's next sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
What in the world?
Can you zoom in on the actual statue? Because I feel like that doesn't look like AI at all.
There's just no detail. It looks. There's some detail.
It's better than Dwayne Wade. It looks like Little Bow Wow, which is at least comparable to Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But no, when it looks like a child.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. They're sending this out to like Italy or some country that doesn't give a shit about basketball, and then they look at Little Bow Wow and like Mike, and they're like, "That's Little Bow Wow grown up." and same thing. They're just picking VHSs they find in stores, and that's how they're making statues.
Makes sense.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Makes sense. Well, on that note, we're gonna call this thing quits. We're trying to do a short show, and now we're going into statues. We can go all day with this. So.
Oh yeah.
But for our first live ever, I haven't got a chance to look over at the IG side of things. But if you're watching right now, thank you so much for checking out the BALA podcast live for the first time. Tune into us next time. I believe we'll be doing like a post game wrap up, maybe later this week. I'm not exact. We're still trying to figure out our times and what's not. But we're having fun doing this, and we thank you guys for tuning in. So until next time, I'm Austin with Roman, Casey, and Brock all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the Bay Area. Until next time, guys, we'll see you and have a good one.
See you around.
More movie minutes.